This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's an upstart new car maker in the market. It's not so much a car, really, but it's not a motorcycle either. It's got three wheels and an enclosed body of sorts. Elio Motors is building a couple of dozen of them for federal crash testing purposes. And strange though it may look, its creative financing options might make it a hit. Kate Archer Kent from Red River Radio has the story.
It only has two seats, but then again, the car only costs $6,800. Elio Motors wants to take the worry out of having a monthly car payment, so the company plans to offer a special credit card to pay off your car note and fill up with gas at the same time.
You get a brand new vehicle and a credit card with a $300 limit on it, and we let you walk back out the door.
That's Paul Elio, the founder of Detroit-based Elio Motors. His company is partnering with a bank to bundle a car loan with a gas credit card. When you fill up, you'll be charged three times the amount of your gas purchase. The extra money pays down the car loan. He thinks this deal will attract low-income drivers and get gas guzzlers off the road.
I think there's a lot of folks who are struggling driving unreliable cars, and they can't get off that treadmill.
Elio says he couldn't afford a car payment in college, so this deal would have helped him. Plus, he says his prototype will get at least 80 miles per gallon. The cars will be manufactured in Shreveport, Louisiana. I asked a group of business majors here whether they'd buy a car this way.
Currently, I drive a Tahoe, which whenever I fill up, it can be upwards of like $80 or $90. So this would be more fuel efficient for me.
The whole credit card thing is convenient. People charge things to the credit card and pay it off at the end of the month all the time as it is.
It really makes you raise the question as to what is the interest rate, because when you have a credit card, there's always interest that you have to pay.
And about that interest rate, Elio says there's still a lot of details to sort out. But the bank will base the rate on a car buyer's credit rating. Now, you'd think there'd be a huge market for a car under $7,000. But compared to the leases on other two-passenger cars, Elio's is not much of a steal.
There are cars on the market now that actually are $100 a month for a lease. There's competition out there, even at that price point.
Lara Coslow is partner at the Boston Consulting Group. She says this financing arrangement might boost sales, but drivers still must want to be behind the wheel.
You can't give away something people don't want. And I think the question is it a want? Is it a vehicle breakthrough or bust? Is it a Toyota Camry or a Ford Edsel?
The Edsel was Ford's experimental blunder from the 1950s. Elio hopes his car catches on. He plans to ramp up production on the three-wheeler late next year. In Shreveport, Louisiana, I'm Kate Archer Kent for Marketplace.